Today's crime prayer focus is property crime part 2, burglary and arson. Exodus 22:6, today's verse, if a fire breaks out and spreads to thorn bushes so that stacked grain or the standing grain or the field itself is consumed, he who started the fire shall surely make restitution. As the fire season begins, the need to pray to impede potential arsonists heightens. Several fires in California ignited this past weekend, some near us. The Corral Fire near Tracy and the Livermore Lab burned 14,000 acres, 75% contained, two firefighters injured, evacuations ordered. To add to it, a heat advisory for large portions of our state will be in effect later this week. So let's pray. Father God, you know our county is the largest geographical one in the contiguous U.S. With that in mind, we pray that no arson will be committed this year. We thank you that in years past, we have seen a small amount erupt, and we are grateful for that, Father. So we ask that they would be quickly contained as in years past. As the fire season, we ask for complete containment of the fires that are currently burning in our state. We ask for safety for those fighting the fires, for wisdom and creative strategies how to put it out. For those intending to start fires for whatever reason, we pray it will be turned around and stopped. We pray for protection over every part of our forests, deserts, residential areas, and all areas where there were mudslides especially. May arson decrease in our county. For those planning to enter buildings to commit burglary crimes, we pray they too are stopped. May the security of businesses and homes shine a light so bright on them that they would have to turn back. We pray for the hearts of the criminals to be turned to the Lord and away from evil. Soften their hearts, O Lord. We know that people's hearts are hardened when they fill themselves with things that are evil. But you are the God who can change hearts. Where evil ideas have entered, we pray that they would be convicted by the Holy Spirit in something they hear or heard that they remember from childhood days, any gospel message, song, or film. Remind them, Father God, that you are the creator of everything. Help them to be delivered from criminal behavior and transformed. If they end up in prison, we pray they meet the Lord, repent, and make amends to the people, property, and lives they negatively affected by their crimes. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. Burglary is defined as an entry into a building illegally with intent to commit a crime, especially theft. The cities in San Bernardino County with the highest theft rates, ranging from 13 to 9% are Green Valley Lake, Fawnskin, 29 Palms, Nipton, Essex, Needles, Baker, Searles Valley, Pioneer Town, Lucerne Valley, and Barstow. Arson, thankfully, isn't that much, but it means a criminal act of deliberately setting fire to property. Cities with the highest arson rates range from 0.4% to 0.3%, so that's nice and small, thankfully. And those are in Fort Irwin, Green Valley Lake, Edwards Air Force Base, Fawnskin, Trona, 29 Palms, Blue Jay, Rancho Cucamonga, Muskoy, Big Bear Lake, Bloomington, Cedar Glen, and Lake Arrowhead. So, Father, we thank you that you are the Lord of our county, and we declare it and just pray that burglaries and arson will be decreased in the mighty name of Jesus.